Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Father God, let your kingdom come. Sovereign Lord, let your will be done. I trust you more than anyone. Your faithfulness like the rising sun. Spirit, come have your way. Without you, I am incomplete. When I find you, I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart, seek you with my whole heart. When I find you, oh, I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Hallelujah.
We are here. Welcome to Prophetic Grace Network, better known as PGN. How you doing, PGN family?
I pray all is well with all of you all. Welcome again tonight for our Wednesday night meetup, our Wednesday night session, where we just come and just share the goodness of the Lord, hear what God has to say, and go on about our day. On one half of your host, Terrence, the other half will be joining us shortly. Grateful again to be here. This has been a very, very beautiful week, a very good week. It's been a great day so far. You know, I've gotten to the point in my living to where I'm not really just so focused on a day going the way that I want it to go. Okay. Mainly the way I want my day to go is a day that's pleasing to the Father. A day that God has allowed me to be in, and I just want to focus on rejoicing and being glad in it. Even when you are going through trying times, even when things are not measuring up to, you know, be convenient for you or to be comfortable for you, you still should be able to find joy. You still should to be able to be glad in the day, because that's the day that the Lord has made. And that's enough to rejoice about. The fact that you're witnessing something that has never been witnessed before. Yeah, we've had a lot of different Wednesday nights, okay? We've had a lot of different meetings. But tonight, right now, this moment has never happened before. And the fact that we are merely existing and experiencing something that has never before been seen is a blessing. And so when we look at it from their perspective, man, we have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to thank God for, so much to worship you for, Lord, so much to praise you for, Lord, you know, to glorify you for, Father God, for being so good to us, being so amazing to us. You know, the scripture teaches us that Christ didn't come that we might have life. He came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. He didn't come to condemn this world, but that through him, this world might be saved. And I'm just so grateful when we learn scriptures and when we know scriptures, we can always shout out the word of God. We can always meditate on the word of God. I'm understanding more why the Lord tells us to meditate on his word both day and night. It's a continuous thing, you know, because he knows that throughout the day we're going to be faced with different obstacles and trials and circumstances that will fight against our comfort, that will fight against, you know, our ability to just chill, you know, how we want it as human beings. But, you know, God is so grateful and so merciful to us to where he gives us his word. He's given us his word. The word is more than just pieces of paper, you know, on letters on a piece of paper or on a computer screen. The Bible teaches us that the word was made flesh and walked amongst men. And so thank you, God, for sending Christ. Thank you, Lord, for coming to this earth to give your life for us, to redeem us back unto right standing, so that we can be bold about going to the throne room of the Father and being able to have communication with the Father through the blood. I'm very grateful that I know who Jesus is. I'm very grateful that I gave him an opportunity. You know, that's all the Lord wants us to have, wants us to be, you know, to give him an opportunity. That's what he wants. He wants us to give him an opportunity to come in and be God, come in and be Lord over our lives, to make everything better, to live is Christ, you know, to die is gain. And so we think about everything that we do in this world and here in this earth, man, we really have to focus on living for Christ. Because if all of us are going to meet the end, if all of us are going to die, right, I don't want my living to to be in vain. Okay, if I know that I'm going to die, and there's nothing that I can do about this, that this flesh that I'm in right now is going to pass, it's going to give out, and my spirit is going to separate from this flesh. You know, where does my spirit go if I know my spirit lives on? Come on. So that's why it's good for us to get in scripture, learn scriptures, know scriptures, because the Lord has been prompting me as of lately to learn. You know, and for those of you that know me or have an idea of who I am or don't know me, I like to learn. That's one thing that I do. My wife, she's the same way. She loves to research, and she, her level of learning, I guess, is a little different from mine. I don't know, but we both like to learn. And so God has been challenging me, and really, he made it simple. when he was talking about, the scripture says, you know, for we perish for the lack of knowledge. We perish for the lack of knowledge. Let me pull it up. I think I'm going to go King James. I know this. And Hosea? Yeah. Let's go to Hosea. That's on the left-hand side of the Bible. Chapter 4. Let me get out the way right there. Yes. Okay, so it says, my people, this is Hosea 4, chapter 6, and my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Wow. Oh, man. We perish for the lack of knowledge. We are, the scripture says right here, we are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And basically, when you reject knowledge, because God is all-knowing, right? God is the main factor of what knowledge is. God is knowledge. To know him is to love him. So he's like, man, learn of me. Jesus said, learn of me. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For my yoke is easy. So if we have to learn, we have to know what the Word of God says. The Word of God, the Bible is a weapon. It is a weapon. Imagine you being in a place where you have access to all of these tools, and I would say weaponry, getting ready to go to war. You have access to all of this weaponry, but yet you don't know how to use none of it. You hurt yourself. You have no knowledge of what certain things are used for, how to use them, how long, you know, what ammunition to use, how to hold this, you know, all of this. The lack of knowledge would destroy you, because you're going to mess around, hurt yourself and others, you know. And so God basically will reject us and our children because we ain't seeking him. You miss out on an opportunity to be blessed. You miss out on an opportunity to partake in the more abundant. Because you ain't trying to learn nothing. Because we're not seeking knowledge. We're not seeking to know who Jesus is and to know why he came. We need to know why he came. And the fact that you, when you focus on why he came, then you find yourself in it. Then you as you continue to read, you'd be like, okay, so he came for me because of love. And so then that takes you into wanting to learn what love is. Because he said there is no greater love. That for God so loved the world that he gave. So God loved us and gave us Jesus to give his life. I need to know about that type of love. I need to know what the God love is. Because the world talks about love, but it ain't lining up to true love. It ain't lining up to the love that God is referencing to. Because most of the love that the world talks about is all about take. You know, I'm going to love you with stipulations. I'm going to love you as long as you are doing, or as long as you can, as long as you're willing to, you know. I'm going to love you to that, up to that point. But God's love for us is unconditional. And so I challenge us to begin to seek more knowledge, you know, to really nurture your relationship with the Father so that God can impart in you things to teach you how to fight, to teach you how to war, because we war in the spirit. The more the knowledge of the word that you have, the more that you learn, the better you see, the better understanding that you have of what's around you. You're able to recognize the tricks of the enemy. You're able to see the traps before the traps are even set. You're able to endure. You're able to go through. You're able to overcome because you have knowledge and you've allowed that knowledge to be reciprocated through your life. Thank God for that. Thank God for knowledge. And Lord, I just pray for a learning spirit. I pray for a thirst for you more. I pray for a hunger, a drive in seeking you to want to know what it is that you have for me to do. It's about us not just focusing on so much what God is giving us, because he's given us the ultimate gift, everlasting life. He's given us salvation, and that's free. But it's all about what are we willing to give, you know, to live is Christ. And so if we're living and following after Christ, we are taking on a posture of giving. We're taking on a life of giving, a life of production, to where we are moving to where we're always looking to see where we can help, what it is that we can do to help change something and make it better, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So the more we know, the more we grow. And that is the truth. That is the truth. And so we are losing in areas of our life because we lack knowledge. You know, you might be hurting financially because you really lack financial knowledge. You don't know nothing about no money. You don't know how to create money. You know, you probably looking at money from one perspective when God has so many different ways for you to get some things. I'm guilty of that myself. You know, we need to know how things work here. We need to know what we can and can't do. We need to know what God is saying about things, and so we can be in better positions and benefit. You got health issues, you know. You might lack knowledge in to what you need to be consuming, you know, foods. You may lack knowledge on how to rest, you know, how to exercise properly, you know, do what it needs to learn the things that can help increase your health for the better. Relationships, you may lack knowledge on how to have a successful relationship with people, probably because you don't have a good relationship with yourself. You treat yourself like crap. You don't have a relationship with God. And it's you're setting not only yourself up, but you're setting somebody else up for failure by not knowing how to be in a successful relationship. And when I say a successful relationship, it's a relationship that's centered where God is the foundation of it, you know, what God brings together. It said, what he puts together, let no man put asunder. So God puts us together with business, in business relationship. He put us with the right employers, you know, the right work environment, coworkers, friends that we choose, you know, some of us, we choose our friends, but when we allow God to choose, we find a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So that's family. It's real family. And so my prayer is that we really seek knowledge more, to learn, to really learn. You know, learn about what's going on in this world. It's not to be so consumed with things to where it becomes your God. It's one thing to know something, and then it's another thing to allow what you know to become your God, to where you serve it, to where you covet it, you idolize it, you know. It puts you down a path of greed. You know, we have to be also mindful, but when we learn the word of God, we know what to do, what not to do. And we just thank God for his guidance and his love for us. And I just pray that we walk in obedience to seek what God has for us. But thank God for that. Thank God for his word. That's what I got for tonight. We still waiting on Tanisha, but at the same time, I want to start answering some calls because it's already 7:30, and we have 1 hour left, and that hour flies by very quickly, very quickly. And so I'm going to say prayer, and then we'll start answering some calls, and Tanisha wants to come in and add something. She can add something later. But Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you again for this moment. We thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you for your gifts and the talents that you've given us, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for direction. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we honor you. We praise you. We worship you. We love you. And we trust you, Father God, to lead and guide us. Lord, anything in us that's not like you, Father, we ask that you remove it in Jesus' name. We bind any attacks of the enemy in Jesus' name, any areas of our lives, Father God, that needs to be built up. Father God, we give you access right now in Jesus' name, Father God, to teach us how to focus, to give us the knowledge that we need to fix things, to change things. For your word says that we are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And so, Lord, we want to avoid being destroyed. So guide us on what it is that we need to know. Bring forth those hidden things in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you for the strength that we need to push through with the endurance that you have given us, Father God. We thank you for our minds, Father God, truly being focused on what matters, what really matters. Because we make a lot of things matter that don't matter, that really don't matter for the sake of conversation, for the sake of being human. But Lord, I just pray that you illuminate those things, those parts of our lives, Father God, that we really don't need to waste time on. And teach us to focus on those things of value, those things pure, that are pure, those things that can help change and move things in our lives, Father God. We thank you for this network. We thank you for Randy and Julie, Father God. We thank you for every person that's listening tonight, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for everybody that's connected to this ministry, Father, and I pray that their lives change in a major way for the better in Jesus' name. Where somebody's hurting financially, Father God, give them financial wisdom. Give them financial knowledge, Father God. Give them direction on what it is that they need to do to make some money. In Jesus' name, Father God. Somebody dealing with health issues, Father God, give them wisdom and knowledge. Help them to seek knowledge on what it is that they need to do to help their health, Father God. Those that are lacking in relationships, all the relationships are just sour. Lord, we just thank you right now that you give them knowledge, Father God, on how to have healthy relationships. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank you for protecting our children and everything that you've given us to be stewards over, Father God. And we just thank you that we are good stewards and that our lives will be pleasing to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we decrease. As you increase, we yield ourselves to you. Now, in Jesus' name, so that you can continue to speak and answer the questions that your people have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tanisha has joined us, and we'll give her a few minutes to share if she has anything to share. If you don't have anything to share, we could just go into praying.
The only thing I have to share is while you were praying, the Lord gave me John 10:10, that this is what we need to remember. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now, when we read John 10, it's in red, which means that these are the words of Jesus. This is a direct quote. So this is what he said he came to do. And so tonight, if you are feeling like you're destined to have just to get by or a little bit. No, he said, I come that they may have life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. And so I speak that over your life tonight, that Jesus came to give us life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That's what he came for, to give us life. Now, this is in addition to saving us, right? I mean, because that's part of it. We wouldn't have any life if he did not come into the world to be born, to be sacrificed for our sins. Because when we study the word death, right, we look at death from human eyes. And so a person dies, when we use that word, right, somebody says, you know, blah, blah, died, then you know that their spirit is no longer residing in their physical body. That's the way that we interpret the word death. But really, death is separation from God. So none of us, no believers will actually experience death, right? We transition into eternity. So we have life. So he came to give us life, right? Because even when those people were separated from God, they were still experiencing death. Even the righteous who died before Christ came, like Abraham, right? And our Bible heroes, before Christ came, they still were experiencing death because they were eternally separated from God. So they weren't being tortured and tormented, but they still were separated from God. So that was death. So he said he came to give us life. So now we would never taste death. Like the word says, death, where is your victory, right? Because we as believers will never experience true death. Now, people, when we our spirits transition to eternity, people will say, oh, yeah, that person died, but really we're still alive, right? So he came to give us life and have it in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
To the full till it overflows. So not only do we get to have life here on earth, but we get to have eternity. And we get to have an abundant life, even here in the earth. And abundance may not look the same for everybody. Abundance is abundance. So overflowing is overflowing. We know that he promises us certain things like peace, right? We know that peace is a promise, a peace that surpasses understanding. We know that we'll never be forsaken, right? Nor see begging bread. There's certain things that we are entitled to as believers. And so tonight you might be struggling with life, right? Sometimes people struggle with life because life can be hard. Especially in the times that we live in. You know, we live in a world that's even different from when, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Things are rapidly changing and declining, right? So it's not like things are changing and all we're seeing is technological advances and all this kind of stuff, but our morals, right, our societal norms are rapidly declining. So even the way society thought now versus even 5 years ago has been on a downward slope. And that can get you down. That sometimes gets people down. But know that God called you to be alive in this time. And you're entitled to abundance. You're entitled to peace. There's things that you are entitled to despite the circumstances, despite what's going on around us. Because we're in it, not of it. You know, when we look at Psalm 91, all these things are going on, arrows flying by night, pestilence and disease, but talking about the protection. Let's read that real quick, because I want you to understand that even though things are going on and it might get you down and you might be feeling like you're a part of it, you're not. There's things that you are entitled to, and you can watch and see what's going on in the world, but you don't have to partake. And don't claim it, because it's not for you to claim. It's for you to see and view, and for you to be a light and to give hope to others who are experiencing it because they are in the world. Let's read Psalm 91, okay? I'm going to read the whole thing. Now, it prefaces it by saying that it means security, that it's about security of the one who trusts in the Lord, right? Let's read the whole thing out of Amplified. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust with great confidence and on whom I rely. For he will save you from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you and completely protect you with his pinions. And under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. You will not be afraid of the terror of night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction, sudden death, that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but danger will not come near you. You will only be a spectator as you look on with your eyes and witness the divine repayment of the wicked as you watch safely from the shelter of the Most High. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels in regard to you to protect and defend and guard you in all your ways of obedience and service. They will lift you up in their hands so that you do not even strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he set his love on me, therefore I will save him. I will set him securely on high because he knows my name. He confidently trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never abandon him. No, never. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him with a long life, and I will satisfy him and I will let him see my salvation. Understand that this is part of the abundance. But we got to do our part. We put our trust in God. and we do what God tells us to do. We don't bow down to the morality of this world. We don't bow down to the standards of this world. We trust God. We serve God. We love, right? Because you don't have to be in agreement with somebody to love them. We love, and we salt this bland earth. But if you're struggling with life tonight, know that you were built for such a time. And God's promises are not dependent on circumstances. They are what they are. The sun doesn't check to see if the conditions are right to rise. It's going to rise because it's commanded to. Because God spoke it. God told it to do that. So it's going to do what God told it to do. And God has already spoken these things over his children, over his believers, over his bride. So it doesn't matter what's going on in this world. You're entitled to it. Put your faith and your hope and your trust in God. And understand what you are entitled to. And take nothing less. If you went to your bank and you had $1 million in the bank and you want to close that account out, right? When you close an account out, you get your money. You don't close it out, just leave it with the bank. You get a refund or whatever the bank was housing. Now, if they slid you a check for $423,000, I promise none of you listening would say, oh, that's fine, let me just leave. As long as the account's closed, I'm cool with $423,000. No, you want everything that you're entitled to. You're entitled to your full amount, your full refund. You want your $1 million. And you're not leaving until you get. Some of y'all might act like you don't even have Jesus if they try to short you for that money. That's the difference between $1,000,423. Let's keep it real. You might be in that bank acting an entire fool. They might have to call them boys in blue on you to get you up out of there because you want your money and you want it now. Have that same energy with your faith. Do not accept anything less. You speak and you tell your circumstance. You pray out loud if you got to. Go in your closet and holler and yell and say, I'm not taking this. Because he died and he came to give me life and life more abundantly. And I want my abundance and I want it now. And I'm not taking anything less than the abundance. And Lord, I speak your word to you that you came to give life and life more abundantly. And Father God, position me to receive my abundance. If there be anything in me that's preventing it, Father God, reveal it to me. And give me the strength to overcome so that I can experience and have all that you have come to give me. And if there be anything in the way, Father God, any blockages that's not by my hand, let them be removed in the name of Jesus. Come on, we got to start speaking over ourselves. We got to know what we are entitled to. Don't walk away with that $423,000 when you owe $1 million. Take your million. It's time for us as believers. We got to take the things that belong to us, and how do we do it? We do it through prayer, through fasting, through communion. Do what you can do, but trust God always. I want you to be encouraged tonight that we're not taking it, right? This year is rapidly closing out, right, because we're in September now. So we've got October, November, December after this month. We've got 3 months, and I'm believing that 2022, that this is going to be an abundant year for us. We're not taking anything less. We are entitled to. And let's pray real quick. I want to pray for that, and then we're going to start answering callers. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just love you. We honor you. We're so grateful for you. You're such a good God. You are such an amazing God. You're so faithful to us, even when we're not faithful to you. Even when we get caught up in all sorts of things, that all these distractions that the world throws at us, that you still love us and you're still faithful and your promises are still good. Your promises are still good. They still apply. They haven't been weakened. They haven't been diluted. That they are not conditional to the times that we are in. They are what they are, and we are so grateful for that. And Lord, I speak the abundance over your people tonight, Father God, and help us to be in a position to receive the abundance. I just speak breakthrough in our lives right now in Jesus' mighty name, in every area of our life, not just the finances, Father God. We need breakthrough in our health. We need breakthrough in our mindset, our perspectives, the way that we see things. We need breakthrough in the way we move, the way we operate, because sometimes the stink of the world gets on us, and when we're saturated in stink, at first we're like, ooh, what's that? And then after a while, we can't even notice the stink anymore. But let us have a fresh nose to smell the stink of the world and to rid ourselves of, to cleanse ourselves of, Father God. We want to be examples. We want to be beacons of light. We want to be witnesses for Christ. We want to be ambassadors of the kingdom, Father God. And we want to take what's ours. Like when the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, they took what was theirs. Now, it might have been in the possession of the Egyptian, but the wealth did not come, it did not originate from the Egyptians. Because at one point, Joseph was in charge, and he created an environment for wealth. So they were taking what was already theirs. And Lord, we want what's ours. We want what you died and came for us to experience. We want it all. And so position us to be able to receive it. Prepare our minds, our hearts, our intentions, our motives to be good stewards of abundance in every area of our life. Give us the strength to eat the way you want us to eat. We want abundance of health, but we can't just be healthy and eating garbage. Give us the strength to eat what you tell us to eat so that our body can be in optimum condition. Give us the strength to exercise and drink water and do the things that we need. This is part of the process to have our abundant health. Help us to be good stewards of our money so that we can have abundance and be able to give to the kingdom and do the things that you want us to do with it, while at the same time we get to experience it too and do some things that we desire to do. Help us to do what you want us to do. We got to do our part to receive our abundance, and give us the strength to do just that, to do our part so that we can receive all that you have, Father God. We thank you for it. We love you. We honor you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Let's start taking some callers.
First caller is 903-918.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle, how are you tonight?
Hello.
I'm fine. How are you? Well, how are y'all?
Doing good. Great, great.
We are doing great.
Wonderful.
It is.
That's good.
Yeah, let's pray. Michelle. Lord, we thank you. Michelle, tonight, Father God, we thank you for superiority. Learning what it means to be superior in really grasping that mentality, having a superior mind, because God is all-knowing, which makes him superior, you know, Christ being the supreme being, you know, It's a quality, it's a level of quality that comes with something being superior. In the highest of the quality, and it's quality not of this world. The quality that's not of this world. And so the quality that God has and who God is, there is nothing that can compare to it here. And so we will learn to put things in its perspective. And I think God really teaches you how to really put things in perspective. And like, oh, okay, that's really nice, you know, but it's not nothing to die for. It's not nothing to risk this for or that for, although it's nice, because it can't compare, because you know what something, what superior means. I don't care what the best high-end brand is here. It's still an object. It's still a thing. Like with me, I have an eye for quality, but I don't serve quality. I don't worship quality. I don't thirst for, you know, my mouth don't be watering to have quality things. It's just that I know what quality is, and I know what it's used for. It's here to serve me. So whatever whatever's in the earth of quality, I know that God made it for its use is to serve me here in this earth, but I will never worship anything created. I'm always going to worship the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Creator, if he's creating these high-end things and giving us all of these things that are superior with limitations, just imagine what it is he has in store for us that rises far above what's here in the natural, which we can see. Because walking in true superiority, it goes back to sharing that knowledge. When you know that you are being led by the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, you have a superior position
mm-hmm.
in this world. So when you go to work, you look at your job different. You look at your boss different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people serve their bosses. I'm not saying not to serve, but it's about where people, the position people hold them at in their lives. You know, some people, boss say something, they're going to run out of traffic. How high? You know, yes, whatever you like, you know, type deals. But the one that created your boss don't get none of that time.
Mm.
And so this is the trick that the enemy plays because of our limited knowledge or either our disobedience. But I see God really like pouring on you about what it means to be superior, because we are superior to every situation that we face, because we have the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We have a way out of everything. But sometimes God will allow situations to come, not to even get us out of it, but to see how you deal with it while you're in it. You start learning who you are. You start learning the different gifts that you have and learning what God has placed on the inside of you and teaching you how to battle, teaching you how to endure,
mm-hmm.
teaching you how to suffer, teach you how to go through to get to. Because once you are superior in that area, learning to be superior in your walk of faith, can't nothing stop you. You can't be matched. There's nothing that the world could bring to you that will sidetrack you or throw you off with because you have that knowledge. It'll definitely come down to a choice
mm-hmm.
at that point. But we just thank God for opening your mind up to knowing what it means to be superior
mm-hmm.
and really understanding who God is and walking in full authority here in the earth. That's what I got for you, Michelle, in Jesus' name.
Amen. When you said the word superior, I immediately looked it up. Because, you know, when people use the word superior, people tend to say it in a negative way. Like if you were to tell somebody, I'm superior to you, that's always like, oh, she thinks she's superior than somebody. She thinks she's the Queen of Sheba, right? Like, it's like they feel that person is arrogant. And to be superior doesn't make you arrogant. Let's look what superior actually means. It means situated higher up, right? Of higher rank, quality, or importance, greater in quantity or numbers, excellence of its kind. And so like Terrence said, when you have the Holy Spirit, you are superior. This is excellent. If you compare a person who's not serving the Holy Spirit, they're battling against a person who does have the Holy Spirit, the person with the Holy Spirit is superior. Because one, they're already in a higher ranking position because they don't get no higher than God. When they're moving and in tune and doing what God's telling them to do, they're automatically in a superior position. The world, of course, when they say the word superior, they think of like a manager or something. Because people, I don't know if people use the term anymore, but I know when I was first working in corporate, they used to call our bosses our superiors. You know, they would say, check with your superior. which meant your boss, because they were higher ranked than we were. And so sometimes people think, look at it like that. You know, they people tend to put how they value people based on their rank, especially in like a in any type of situation where there's humans, right? Because even in our communities, right, the people who have bigger houses or people who they know have more money or drive the better cars or whatever, they're ranked higher. They're treated different. They're treated better. And a job, the people who are the higher ups, right? So your boss's boss is boss's boss. CEO and down, they're treated different than the people who are at the bottom, where the person at the bottom who might be looked on as a peon could have the most wisdom. But people will treat people based on rank.
Mm-hmm.
But what God wants you to know tonight, Michelle, is that that's not how he looks at people. That's not how he positions people. Remember when it was time for to pick a king, right? He said he looks at, man sees the outside, but he looks at the heart. That's how he makes his choice, the heart. And he wants you to know that. It doesn't matter who got more, right, based on worldly standards and rankings. Don't let anybody make you feel like you're not superior because of what your bank account, where you live, what type of house you got, what kind of car you drive, what type of clothes you wear, what position you are, where you are superior. And God is elevating you, not based on any of the worldly factors that are used, right? Because you go to a job interview and you may be more skilled than the person who interviewed before you, but because they have a degree, they're looked at as superior. But God don't look at that. God looks at your heart. He looks at your obedience. He looks at your willingness. And your elevation is coming because God says that you are superior. And it's not so that you can walk in any arrogance, but it's so that you also don't fall into the trap of thinking that other people are more important or better or anything, because that's not the truth. You just got to just be who you are. Know that who you are. Know who you serve. That's always going to make you higher up. That's going to always sit you higher than anybody else, because you are serving God and you're being led by God and you yield to the Holy Spirit. So you can face anything, because sometimes it can be intimidating when you have to face certain things and there's people who have higher worldly ranks, but that don't matter. You still are superior. So Lord, we just thank you right now for Michelle getting that revelation, Father God, of who she is in you. And that is what gives her the ranking of heaven. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. The ranking that she has in heaven, let her see that here in the earth. Elevate her, Father God. Elevate her.
Yes.
And show her who she is, not who the world says that she is, but who you say that she is. And help her to walk with that. Where she's not afraid to go anywhere. She's not afraid to talk to anybody. She's not afraid to tell anybody whatever you tell them to say based on title, rank, none of that. Because she already knows that she's being led by you. So that she's already sitting at a higher position. Because a lot of times people get afraid because of people's position. Oh, I can't say that because they're in the position to fire me. They're in the position to evict me. They're in the position to cause problems for me because that's a rank. But when you know that you're the superior, then you don't have that fear of other people's positions because you are the superior. So whatever their position is in the earth can't do anything, can't harm you. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All I can say is wow, because I've been in that situation here lately.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all I can say is wow. God is so good. And I received
He really
this word.
Is.
Mm-hmm. I received this word.
Yeah. It's like I see God magnifying things. God is magnifying things in your life. To other people that don't seem important, but to you it is. And so when God is showing you these things, take heed to them. You know, don't really worry about what others are saying because God is showing it to you. It's something that he wants you to do with it. And, Just take heed to the things that he magnifies and illuminates in your life. I don't care how it sounds or looks. You know that it's coming from the Lord. So we just pray that you walk in obedience. You walk in obedience and walk in full authority with that assurance and knowing who God is and knowing that God is fully in control. Because sometimes we won't do things because we feel like we're not in control. In actuality, you don't need to be. We just need to be in obedience, in truth, in love. That's where we need to be. And so we just thank God for that. Coming to you and that the Holy Spirit guides you and shows you what it is that you need to do. And we come against any fears that you may have, any insecurities that you have. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we would be insecure about things. And really not even know that we're insecure about them. And so maybe God is magnifying those things that are potential issues for you that you just haven't looked at in your life before. Or even in others. Or even when it comes down to relationships with people, we tend to keep relationships because of longevity, not because of the quality of the relationship. Mm-hmm. Because I've been knowing you since we was kids. You know, I've been knowing you for the last 20 years. It don't matter. It don't matter. It really don't carry no weight when it comes down to doing what God has for you to do. If anybody is a hindrance, that's the enemy. Anybody that's basically keeping you from doing what God has called you to do, I don't care how sweet they are, they are not flowing with the will of God. And if they're out of his will, they're enemy. Period. And so we just thank God for bringing clarity to you. And you walk in power and authority in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I fully receive that. And I fully receive that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Thank you.
You got a specific you want to pray for?
Can we pray for my daughter? She's kind of going through some things right now. Her name is Sierra.
Sierra. Yeah, okay, let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Sierra tonight, Father God. We thank you for a stable mind. A stable mind. We thank you, Lord, that she seeks godly wisdom, knowledge and wisdom. Sierra's very smart. She knows a lot. She's very in tune to what's going on around her. But she, I said she lacks wisdom. And so we just pray wisdom, that she walks in wisdom. Wisdom now in Jesus' name. Because it's one thing to have knowledge, but if you don't apply the wisdom with the knowledge, it's like a train wreck waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time for that thing to derail.
Right.
It's not an if, it's a when, you know. And so we just thank God for covering her. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life and the things that influence her.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of the influence are not negative.
It's just that it's not being used properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the internet is not negative. Social media is not a negative thing, you know. It's a tool. But you got people that put terrible things online,
mm-hmm.
you know. You got people that use the internet to do terrible things,
yeah.
you know. So it's not that particular thing that's a problem. It's always people. People, we are the world, you know. That's why Jesus came. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave, you know, the people that he put here. He Jesus didn't give his life for a tree. He gave his life for man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the quicker we take on and understand that concept and look at it from that perspective, then we're getting to the root of situations, and then we'll know how to combat them. We know how to deal with situations because we already know what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you be arguing with people, you know, you ain't arguing with that person. Y'all spirits are arguing with one another, mm-hmm. you know. Because it's the difference between having a debate per se, or a difference in opinion, in talking it out,
mm-hmm.
and people understanding your perspective, and you taking time to hear theirs versus somebody just wanting to be right.
Right.
You know, and they all wrong. They don't want to see, they're not seeking the truth. And so that creates arguments,
mm-hmm.
you know, that could end up very, very bad, you know. And so we just trust God to watch over Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
We just trust God to guide Sierra, and that you release her in Jesus' name fully to the authority and to the care of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Because in actuality, we always think it's something we can do. But the best thing that you can do is what you're doing right now, praying for your children, praying for whatever it is, giving it to the Lord. And we just thank God for your obedience, and through your obedience, you will see you will see your prayers answered,
mm-hmm.
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Lord,
amen.
We thank
you. Amen.
Sierra, come into the projection of Christ concerning her emotions. That she doesn't let her emotions rule her, emotions making decisions, and those in the moment emotions, whether it be anger or whatever. Just Lord, teach her how to bring her emotions into the subjection of Christ and Christ's ways. Yes, Lord. And teach her how to think on things that are pure, lovely, and true, not to feed off of stupidity, feed off of negativity, feed off of gossip and all this other stuff. Teach her how to train her mind, because where the mind goes, the body's going to follow. Sometimes people get caught up in things because they're always thinking on certain things, but teach her how to break those cycles of the way that she thinks, and teach her, give a revelation, Father God, of how to feed her mind, that she could shut things off. She could shut it off. Like, I'm not listening to that. I'm not going to engage in that. I'm not feeding that. I'm not putting that in me. I'm not going to feed on that, because that fuels it. It's like a gasoline fire, putting more gas on it. Fuel, saying, I don't want to deal with that. I don't know why I'm dealing with this, but still adding fuel, not seeing that. Help her to see that. Help her to have the wisdom, eyes of wisdom, to see her part in things, that it starts in the mind. So teach her, Father God, how to train her mind, and how to, even when she hears things that are not all good but not all bad, to know how to separate the meat from the fat, what to consume and what to discard. But teach her how to really get those emotions in control. Because a lot of times we say, oh, well, I felt like I did this, because no, we don't have the right to do the things that we feel. Sometimes we feel like slapping somebody. That doesn't make it okay to do it. So we have to learn how, just because we feel some sort of way, don't mean we got to operate in that. So teach her how to manage her emotions and how to put them under the authority of Christ. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for your prayers.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you all, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. All right. Let's get to our next person here. 682-738. Who are we speaking to?
Hello. This is LaShawn from Texas.
Hey, LaShawn. How are you tonight?
Hey, LaShawn.
I'm doing great.
I know every time we hear your name, we see your number or see your name, we always say it like Randy. LaShawn. I think you're better at it now. I think you said it right now, but I know before you used to always say LaShawn, and we'd be like, that's not the way to say it, but God bless them.
He wasn't the only one. They say it like that in Louisiana too.
I think the spelling throws them off. And that's the word I'm getting for you too. The Lord has a sense of humor. Is people are going to, it's like people can know who you are, be able to identify you, but be calling you by the wrong name. And I'm seeing that God is about to elevate you from the mislabels, because people will mislabel people. Some people say, oh, that person, they're never, right? I can't stand people say never. They're never going to this. They're never going to that. Sometimes they do it because they really believe that. Sometimes they say it because they just don't want that. They don't want to see you rise. They don't want to see you elevate. Sometimes people want you to be boxed in, and they will mislabel you, because if you get out, now they have no excuse. But if you continue to be down and out, like they're down and out, now they feel like, well, that's just a lot that we've been dealt with. That's just a hand in life, and that's just the way it is, and I don't have to strive for more or believe for better, because that's just what it is. But then if they see you escape, they see you elevate, they see you doing God's ways and God take you to new levels, now they're left with no excuse, and they know that they're part to blame because of what they're not doing. And so I see God removing the mislabels, where people are saying, oh, she's not, or oh, she is, or whatever. He's going to show them who you are, where they don't have no choice. Even if they call you LaShawn, but you're going to call me LaShawn who lives in the mansion. You're going to call me LaShawn who can go wherever she wants to go to vacation. You're going to call me LaShawn who's walking in superior and divine health. You could call me what you want, but you're going to have to also say who I am too. Like, you don't have no choice. Because people will try to say, well, this person is this, but you got to still acknowledge what the facts are. And that's what God's going to, he's changing your facts. Because one thing about facts, people always talk about something facts. Like, that's a big word people like to use. Well, that's facts. One thing about facts can change. Because a fact is different than the absolute truth. The absolute truth is what it is, but a fact can change. A fact could be that right now you got $1.92 in your wallet. And that's a fact, which makes it true. But then tomorrow you can have $2 million in your wallet, cash. That's a big wallet. Unless they got some big bills that we just don't know about because we aren't at that level yet, but we're getting there. But it can change, and now that's the fact. But people try to use old facts. Well, she had $1.92. No, that's no longer true. See, you're trying to put, you're mislabeling me. You're trying to make something that was to make it something that is. That ain't the facts no more, which means that it's no longer true. People try to hold you into old things that's mislabeling you. That ain't what it is anymore. Now you got to say, I'm a multimillionaire because I had $1.92 yesterday, but I got millions today. So now that's facts. So that's what God's going to do. He's changing your facts, which is going to cause people to stop mislabeling you and stop trying to speak things about you that are not true.
anymore, even if they were true at some point. They're not true anymore. So they're no longer facts. So now that ain't a label that you are under anymore. Just like when you switch jobs, you know, you might have, you know, been working for this company, so you was this company's worker, but you're not there no more, so I'm not that company's worker no more. That's no longer my label. I don't have no title with them. I don't have no ties. So if you keep saying, oh, yeah, LaShawn that works at this place, I don't work there no more. And my name's LaShawn, if you want to get it all the way together. But he's changing your facts. Today's facts are not going to be tomorrow's facts. Tomorrow's facts won't be Friday's facts, and so on and so forth. He's changing it. So I need to get comfortable in today's facts. Be comfortable in the promises, because that's going to be the new facts that you're walking into. And he's going to show people. Because people are watching you, whether you know that or not. People are watching you. Some people really don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to win. Even if they, oh yeah, I hope she's doing good for herself. They don't mean it. They're just saying it because it sounds polite. But you're going to win and succeed regardless. It doesn't matter what they want. That is what God has said. That's the thing about people. People always think just because they want it that that's just what it's going to be. That's not true. That's a lie. What does God say? What has God said? What God says is what's going to happen, period. And hold on to those promises, because your facts are changing. And people are going to have no choice but to remove the incorrect labels and to take you out of the box that they're trying to put you in, trying to tape you up in a box. And sometimes it's so that they feel better about their circumstance and situation. Have an excuse. But God said no more. And he's changing that. So Lord, we just thank you for changing LaShawn's facts, Father God. We thank you for removing the mislabels, removing and showing people that you are faithful. It doesn't matter what's going on right now. We all go through chaotic seasons. We all go through seasons of change. We all deal with winter at some point in our life. But don't stay winter forever. It go from cold and freezing to spring. They're polar opposites. And we thank you that she's coming out of a winter season into a spring season. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Yes, ma'am.
Yes, just walking in your authority is what I'm getting when it comes down to whom you identify with. And really knowing who God is and truly accepting what God has called you to do and how he does it. Because me, like, I got a heart for, you know, people, you know, period. But I realized that even though I have a heart for people and I love people, I can't be around all of them. You know?
I
can't be around all of them. You know, there are circles, you know, and if you look at yourself standing in a circle, you know, circles come in different sizes, right? And so each circle, you got circles within circles, and they're, you know, stretching out further and further. But on that line of circles, you know, are all the people that I know, but the smaller circles are those that's closest to me. You know, other people are in my circle, but their circle might be 100 circles out away from me, but they still in my circle to where I have access to influence, you know, and they really not have like that close interaction with me, but they still could benefit. And so God is going to show you like how to like measure your circles and create circles, you know, and placing, you know, people on different circles in your life. And just thank God for that direction. And in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I don't have nothing to say, but thank you, Father. Holy Spirit is speaking. So.
Yes.
I don't have really anything to say. Because it's right on point, and I thank the Father for what he's doing. So, wow. That's just confirmation. That's it.
Yes. Yes. Thank God for that confirming that word.
Yep.
Confirming that word. Hallelujah.
Just pray for my daughter and her children.
Okay.
My name's Jasmine and then Jeremiah and Camille. Jasmine
okay.
and then Jeremiah, her children, Jeremiah and Camille.
Well, we just thank you for Jasmine tonight, Father God. We thank you for showing her clarity. What's helping her to see what's real and what's fake. A lot of people make decisions based on what they feel is something that's real, and it's really not. It's a smoke screen. It's based on perception, limited information, limited knowledge, hidden things. But help Jasmine to be able to see things very clear, to have clarity for things, so that she's making sound decisions based on actual truth and not truth that's being, not half-truths. Sometimes people present things because they want you to side with them. They want you to do the things that they want you to do. So they purposely will hide things, disguise things, but help things come to light so that she's always able to have clarity. Impartial is to leave her without excuse, because sometimes people can say, well, I didn't know, and that's the truth of the matter. But when you know, now you have no excuse. So now what's the real reason why you're doing the things that you do when you had all of the facts? It puts you in a position to make some have some hard conversations with yourself and with others. But it will bring about change, but it will also expose things. Sometimes we make excuses for people. Oh, they're young and they don't know no better. But when they do know better, then what? Now we have to have a tough talk so that things can be revealed and broken, so that change can take place. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you right now for Jeremiah, for the protection realm, for being able to see what's going on and you using it, Lord, using it, because you work all things together for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And we just thank you, Father God, that you're using everything that Jeremiah sees, experiences, whether it be good, bad, ugly, and you're going to use it for good. You're going to use it for good. So help us try not to be worried, because you're going to use everything for good. Everything. So help her to just put her trust in you concerning him, so that she doesn't stress about things, that to know, you know what, God's going to use it for good, all of it. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, they say thank you. The kids here, they say thank you. Come on, why are they praying for me? I think they some else. They are some else. God bless both of you. Thank you. Y'all have a blessed night, and I'm praying for y'all. And love y'all.
Good night.
All right.
Good night. Okay, we still have quite a few, but we have a little time. I'm going to start praying over area codes and prefixes. 321,
230. Lord, we thank you for 321-230 for the message tonight. I don't know if you were listening earlier. I'm not sure, but about really taking what is yours, right? Taking it and speaking into your circumstances, speaking into your situation, like literally speaking to it. You know, I remember one time going through like a really rough time. It just felt like, I don't know, it felt like I was in quicksand, like slowly sinking. And I had enough. I got fed up and I'm like, I'm not taking this no more. And I like spoke out loud that this stops. Like, this is not, Jesus didn't die on the cross for this. You know, if there's a lesson to be learned or if I've made a mistake or whatever's going on, you know, I will own it, so be it. But I'm tired. I'm not dealing with this no more. And I started speaking scripture over my life and things changed. Do that. Do it. The word works. It works. It's like a healing balm. It's like a medicine. You know, we go to doctors when we're sick. We're not going so that we could be told something and then given medicine and then it don't work. We go with full faith, right? We know how to have faith. We know how to have faith and trust. We put our faith and trust in doctors. They tell us things. They say, oh, you got this going on. I'm going to prescribe this. We be faith, putting faith and trust in them. We go to the pharmacy gladly and pay our copay, right? We check in the bottle to see how much milliliters and when we got to take it because we got faith in that. We probably never heard of the medicine, probably can't even pronounce it. But we have faith and trust that the doctor says so. So we know we're about to be better. We take it. And even though the first day, you know, we're not feeling, okay, I still feel bad. But we know that's going to kick in at some point. We put our faith and trust in that. How, the word is more than that. It's like, you know, a healing balm. It's like a medicine. Put the word on it. The word is going to heal it. It's going to heal any situation in your life. Put the word on it. You got to get fed up and say, I'm not doing this. Like we, you know, some people go running to the doctor immediately. Some people, you know, they only go and they're like super sick. You know, like they got to have a lung falling out before they go. But when people go to doctors because they don't want to be sick no more, right? They're tired of being sick, whether they got tired day one or tired day 70. They don't want to be sick no more. That's the goal. They don't want to be sick anymore. They don't want to deal with it no more. They're tired. They're fed up. No matter how angry they are, they don't want that no more. And if you don't want certain things anymore, you got to have that same energy. I'm not dealing with this no more. I don't want this no more. And trust the healing balm, the healing ability of God's word. Put the word on it in Jesus' name. Amen. Next one is 480-637. Lord, we thank you for 480-637 for just being able to walk victory out of the darkness. Full victory in Christ and really understand what it means to be victorious. You know, sometimes we're victorious and it don't look like victory. It does not, but it is. And God wants you to know that if you just trust his leading, you will have victory. Even when it doesn't look like you have victory. You know, I could think of many times in my life where it did not look like it was a victorious thing that was happening, but it really was for the better. So, trust God. Trust God that you are always walking in victory. Trust him. Trust him. Now, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 832-231. Lord, we thank you for 832-231. We just thank you for revelation. Revelation, making things come to light, getting understanding of things. Sometimes we just don't know what's going on fully. And we have to have revelation. And when revelation hits, you're like, it's like somebody flipped the light switch on. Like you were walking in the dark, kind of fumbling, you know, touching around the walls, trying to get to where you were going. But then the light switch comes on. Now you can see it very clear. Now you know you're wet. And I see you getting revelation in areas of your life that, you know, you've been praying about, asking for answers, seeking answers. And I get how it is when you're seeking answers for certain things. You don't want to make a wrong decision. And it feels like that, like kind of stumbling, you know, against the wall, trying to get to where you got to go. But then the light switch comes on and you're like, yeah, I can see now I know where I need to go. And you're going to get revelation. God's going to give you revelation so you know what you need to do. So don't fret, right? Don't lose sleep. Don't be down. The answers are on the way. Because when we pray to God and we expect to receive. So just know the answers are coming. And it's going to come in the form of revelation so you can see very clear So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 305-200. Lord, we thank you for 305-200. We just thank you, Lord, for really leading, for leading. I see you leading and you overcoming situations and leading others in those same situations. Because sometimes we deal with things and we're like, why did I have to deal with that? Like, did it really take all that? No. But God trusted you with that situation. He trusted that you would overcome. He trusted that you would seek him. And now you're in a position, now you're armed, and now you can lead others that find themselves in that same situation. So sometimes that's the reason. That's it. That's all. Because we're like, what's the reason? So that you can help somebody else. Think about our Bible heroes. We read their lives and all the stuff that they went through, good, bad, ugly. And we're like, man, you take all that? Yeah, because guess what? We're still drawing inspiration from it now, still leading and guiding us. The people that have gone on the glory, they're still leading us. And I see you leading people. And your circumstances and your situations and the things that you overcome is going to be tools that are going to equip you to empower people. So, you know, God trusts you with every situation. God trusts you that you're going to overcome. And you're going to teach other people how to become overcomers too. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Last caller is 608-960. Last but not least. That's your word. Last but not least. I see you being elevated where you've been last, right? You've been seen as last. You've been counted out. And you're not least. And you are, God's going to elevate you. Like how the word says the last will be the first. Right. So you're it's like a position change. You know, God always, he's always working. And so sometimes, yeah, somebody will be at the top and then somebody will be at the bottom and he'll flip it to see how did the person act when they were at the top and then how did the person act when they were at the bottom. Right. And then he flips it. Then what? So with the person at the top, would they be a nasty, thinking they're better than people? Like, you know, what were they doing versus, and what was the person at the bottom? Were they feeling all defeated, like they was never going to get ahead and all that? But it's all for a reason. But I see you being elevated. And I see you even being over people who have been over you before. And that might be a very humbling experience for those people. But I see you really showing them grace and showing them, you know, how to treat people and how to talk to people and how to deal with people. So just be prepared to be the first in areas where you were the last, because you've shown God that you know how to be humble. And when you're at the bottom and you know how it feels, and then you're at the top, now you have a different perspective. Now you don't treat people a certain way because you know how it feels to have been there. Right. And this might not be a job thing. It might be a financial thing, you know, it might be both. But because you know how it feels to be there, God trusts you so that when you're at the top, you're not, you know, letting it get to your head or treating people bad and that kind of thing. So Lord, we just thank you for that last being the first and being the last, but not the least in any bit of the word. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. That's everybody. We love you guys. Call back at 8:45. Hit one, get in the queue. Randy normally does a message on Wednesday and prays over everybody. So until we speak again, we love you. We're always praying for you. Good night.